has been an unbelievably difficult day. And it's been a day of walking around in a daze, having trouble collecting my thoughts, and just feeling an indescribable grief. We're taught that there are two aspects to avelus, to mourning. One is bechi, one is time for crying, and the other is hesed, which is usually translated as eulogy. The great Mesa Chachma, in the portion of the Zot HaBracha, the last book of the Book of Dvarim, explains that hesed is the ability to give an overview and a full understanding of the impact and what the life of a person was. For me, the ability to be mastered is going to have to come later. Right now, I can only cry. And the first thing that I cried about this morning was that I was not in Yerushalayim to show the last kindness to my Rebbe, to help take his holiness body to be buried. Be here when I should have been there. But my children gave me comfort when they called up and said, "Abba, we were there, and we went and made sure to be your shliach, to be your messenger, to carry his holy body to be buried." For a Shiva, I commit to you, God willing, to get on the plane Motzei Shabbos, to go show cover to you, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, that when you go to someone's house where he's passed away and where the family is, it shows honor to the person who has passed away as well as to the family. And God willing, I will get on that plane Motzei Shabbos to show you that honor, and to go back to the same neighborhood and to the same shkuna where I went to meet you 30 years ago, where you connected me to the emergency facing Klal Yisrael, and where you began to open up for me new galaxies of what Torah is about. And I go back to 30 years ago when I walked into a yeshiva that had 40 students, 40 talmidim in dilapidated buildings. And here was a man with 110% confidence while he was sitting in his dilapidated office that we are going to be Mahapach Develop, we are going to change the world. And I go back to the years where people were scoffing at him. In his Eretz Yisrael around the world, people who should have known better, people who were living on a high level that just scoffed at the idea. You know, the pasuk by Yosef, when the brothers see Yosef coming, the pasuk talks about how the brothers say, "Here comes the dreamer, stopping." And the next pasuk, the next sentence ends, "The nearer my new chalomotav," and we will see what will be in his with his dream, which Rashi proves that it's not the brother speaking, but it's the Almighty. You're stopping at this dreamer. We'll see what's going to be with his dream. Those dreams are going to be fulfilled. 30 years later, who stopped it? The nearer my year Chalamosa. The great Rav Moshe Sherer, one of the great fighters for the Jewish people, used to point out that the word dream, Ches Lamed Mem, is also the same word for lechem, for bread, and is also the same word for lochem, to do battle. And he used to say that if a person relates to his dream like bread, that his very survival is dependent upon it, then he will battle for those dreams. And he will make those dreams become reality. The Rosh Hashiva's dreams were the dreams of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was his bread. Klal Yisrael was his survival. And therefore he was the battler of Klal Yisrael par excellence. But how did he do it? What was it that... And even without the ability to think straight, two things come so clearly to my mind. One of the great gifts of my life has been to always have the merit to be around great people. Whether it was growing up as a child and the merit to see the great Ravina Rebbe Zichron Tzadik Livracha. Whether it was through osmosis, because my father was such a close student and Talmud of the great Rav Yitzchak Hutner, Zichron Tzadik Livracha, or my own interaction with him and the other Rabbeim in Chaim Berlin. Whether it is my relationship with other greats that I've had the privilege, but nobody has ever overwhelmed me with how they lived with the reality of the Almighty life of Noah. He dripped with Yiras Shemayim. He dripped with Shavisi Hashem Leneg and coming to the Almighty was as real as the Shtender is to me right now. And therefore, what's the problem? You have the almighty, powerful being who can achieve anything. What's the problem? What do you mean, a dilapidated building of 40 Talmidim? It's in the band. Have the Almighty. I just got to tap in the right way so that he'll answer me. And the second thing was that because he was so humble, he allowed himself to be a kelly of the Almighty, a utensil for the Almighty. Give you one story that so shows this. It must have been only about 5-6 years ago. A man in the early 70s, still flying to the States, still dreaming, still having to fundraise to fulfill those dreams. And I believe it was the wedding of one of Baruch Rabinowitz's children. And I had the merit to pick up the Rosh Hashiva. Where do I pick him up? Well, you pick him up in Flatbush. So I figured, you know, after all this time and all those trips and all that mysterious message, by this time he must have a respectable apartment that he's living in when he comes into New York. I picked the man up from his basement apartment. A man in his 70s living in a basement apartment when he comes to New York, because that's all you need. I will not spend an extra penny to deduct the money if that's all I need. When he came for his heart operation in Toronto, he was going to stay in the Beaker Holam apartment to recuperate. And I have to figure out how to actually convince him that he's got to come to my house. And the only way I was able to get him to convince him was because, thank God, there are a lot of steps to go up to the second floor of the Beaker Holam apartment. And I bear witness to you, my friend. We brought him home from the hospital. He could not move. For weeks on end, or the 2 weeks he was there, little steps. 1 year later, he was on the planes again. He was back to his old schedule because the problems haven't been solved. He was a vessel for the Almighty's will. Over the coming weeks, one of the lights that will come from this is going to be the worldwide attention given to the concepts that the Rosh Hashiva was real with and nudged the rest of the world to come to see. The concept of being real with the Holocaust, the concept of being real with bitachon and trust in the Almighty, we can accomplish anything. The concept of every individual can change the world, the concept of understanding Torah and making sure that you're turning every mitzvah into a vehicle of instruction for living, to feel the pulsating power to achieve perfection and to bring the world to perfection. The gift that he gave to all of us. And Rosh Hashiva, I want to personally thank you for opening up to me the universe of what it means on a whole different level to relate to the Almighty, to relate to Torah, the Torah's Chayim. Thank you for opening up me up to the universe of understanding one's potential. Thank you for opening me up to the universe of what it means to walk around with Simcha. Thank you for opening up to me the universe of what it means, what Avos Yisrael truly means. Thank you for your love. Thank you for pushing me into reality. Thank you for your closeness. And most of all, thank you for giving me the privilege of working for Klal Yisrael. I can only imagine the joy in Shemayim right now, where the Malachim are saying, with not the slightest trace of sarcasm, Hinei Baal HaChalomot HaLazeh Baruch, here comes the dreamer. And I am sure they are saying to him, don't worry, Rabbi Shaul Naya. The Nira Mayir Halamosa, together we're going to see what's going to become of your dreams. And they are saying to him that God willing, Umach Hashem Dimal Kolpanim, there's going to come the time where all tears are going to be erased. There's going to come a time where you're going to come back and you're going to dance. You're going to dance with the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that will now know how much they are your students, who will fully realize that the space that they are in is solely due, goes back to you. May we merit the time to see the fulfillment of the Rosh Hashiva's